way here courtside. We'll hook him up with the headset and get to his postgame comments now as we continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Miami wins it 77-72. Coach, a frustrating game. Your team dug a 13-point hole, got back within two, but couldn't quite get over the hump. Talk about the second half, come back, and I guess maybe running out of steam a little bit.
We definitely did a good job of coming back and making some adjustments at halftime. We weren't able to get over the hump, as you said. We missed way too many free throws. We're a 74% free throw shooting team. And tonight we were 52%, 11 for 21. So, and a couple of those were front end of 1-1. So it's, you know, it's always difficult when you're trying to mount that comeback and you can't make your free throws. And we came up short.
Coach, in the first half especially, Miami had the better of it on the boards. You cleaned that up a little bit in the second half, but I would say that was a big reason also why Miami was able to win. They out-rebounded you tonight.
Oh, yeah, they definitely out-rebounded us. Brown did a great job on the glass. I think he finished with 16 rebounds for those guys, or 17 rebounds, and he was able to clean it up. He was all over the place and did a great job. And we didn't match that intensity and then some, and that was the difference in the game.
Coach, it's also a little bit strange of a stat sheet because you outscore them on second chance points by 7. You outscore them off turnovers by 6. You cleaned up the three-point shooting for Miami. They were hot in the first half, not in the second half. But it may be just too many little mistakes along the way short-circuited you tonight.
When you're mounting that comeback, you need everything to go your way. We turned the ball over at the wrong time. We weren't able to get a stop that we needed. And the biggest thing I saw was the free throws. I think if we make our free throws, it's a much tighter game. And, you know, it's a much better game for us. You know, once you're missing free throws, you know, it get a little contagious, and you have multiple guys missing who normally don't miss free throws. And I thought that was the biggest difference for us was our missed free throws.
Coach, talk about the play of Nelly Cummings. 17 minutes tonight, did not turn the ball over at all, and there was some pretty good ball pressure for a lot of the time. Seemed like Nelly did a pretty good job of keeping things moving when he was in there. Evaluate his play.
I thought he did a very good job of handling the pressure. He was able to attack the pressure under control. He was able to find guys as well. But the thing I was impressed with most was his defense. He was able to keep Ringo in front of him on the defensive end and did a really good job of containing him in the second half. So that's the thing I was impressed with most was his defense.
Also, Coach, DiMaggio Wiggins at 18 points. He was 7 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 5 from the line. Seemed like when you were able to get the ball to him, a lot of good things happened. Was there an adjustment made from Miami to just make it harder to get it into him? I'm sure you would have liked maybe a few more touches in there.
Yeah, they did a good job of making adjustments, and, you know, we still did a good job of finding him underneath the basket. They went with the double team, and you know, he did a good job of finding other guys on the passes, and we missed shots, and that was the thing. We had a lot of wide open threes that we missed, and you know, we wound up going 7 for 19, but we had, you know, probably a little, we needed to make a couple more of those in order to have a chance. So they did a good job of going with the double team and crowding him, and he did a good job of finding other guys, but you know, we just weren't able to knock down shots.
Clearly a disappointing result tonight, Coach, but I guess maybe the message is this is 1 of 18 as you begin the long conference road. How would you characterize your post-game talk to the guys just now about this MAC opener not going your way?
Oh, I can't say that on the radio, and nah, it was good. It was good. We talked about it, saying the same thing. It was 1 of 18 games, and you know, we let one slip away, and now we gotta go and prepare for Eastern on Saturday at Eastern, and we gotta prepare for the zone and figure out a way to attack the zone. And you know, we talked about letting this one slip with rebounds. They out rebounded us, and we won every other category except for that and free throws. So those are two things, and rebounding is just
as always. We appreciate you joining us here after the game. Hopefully, get one on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Final score, Miami 77, Bowling Green 72.